Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Button Mashers Realm. Almost forgot the name.
Wow.
Yeah. So, welcome back. I am your Dungeon Master, Ty, the Button Masher.
Did you forget your name?
Who are you?
Oh, no.
Sorry, I'm a little disoriented because there was a turkey outside the house. We just got done talking about it.
Yep.
It's a horny boy.
Yep. I'm very pissed that this fucking happened. The fucking Mexicans died off with the turkey. I need life bingo right now.
Yeah.
Just fucking check that off my list.
So I don't think we have any housekeeping besides the fact that we are getting back into full swing with our regular podcast.
Yeah. I finished the first book that I'm actually going to report on for the first time back, and I'm so excited to tell you guys about it.
So be looking for that within the next month.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's June soon.
June soon.
June soon. After Monday, it's June.
Yep.
we're recording this on Labor Day weekend. Ha! Huh?
Yeah.
Not Labor Day. Oh my
Memorial
god, it's Memorial
Day.
I don't know what day it is.
Harley, do you know what holiday it is?
The answer is no.
I had to ask the one non-American for
yeah,
this.
Like, the fuck off borders, American Day?
But different things.
This is a holiday to celebrate in memoriam of those lost veterans who
yes.
have either been killed in the line of duty or have been missing. So
mm-hmm.
MIA, prisoner of wars,
so
things like that.
Memorial
so it's a memorial
Day.
Thing.
You have Memorial Day, and then come November... You have Armistice Day, which is...
What's Armistice
Day?
Oh, wait.
Oh, didn't he tell me America...
We say it's Veterans Day, my friend.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
It is Veterans
oh, no.
Day for us. That is too
thing?
Big
oh.
of a word for us Americans. How
yeah.
dare you throw that our way?
For us, it's Remembrance Sunday. And specifically...
We have Thanksgiving
World War I,
in November as well.
But... It's for everything in general. But America love their holidays so much, they have to have a million on the 1 year.
Hell yeah.
True.
America!
You're not wrong.
I mean, we
yeah.
were... Who else would tell us to fucking take a break every once in a while besides the government being like, we should close on this holiday.
Yeah. Except for Denny's, it's an American institution.
Yeah... True American institution. You work yourself to death or you hate your life. But that's normal
both?
Anyway. Anyway.
You hate your life and work yourself to
yeah.
death.
Yeah. As normal.
Welcome to America.
Welcome to America. Yes.
True.
All right. Yeah, I don't think we have any other housekeeping
yeah.
other than that, honestly.
So I guess with that, let's hop into this episode of The Button Masher's Realm.
Yes! I don't know what happened.
Hey,
she breathed in for like
ready
to go, and then nothing came out. She was like,
it was like Kirby
yay!
Just charged up, and then was like, "Yeah, you know, fuck it." that's a, I like that analogy. That's funny.
Yay, I'm Kirby now.
Hi. Ugh. All right. So, do you guys remember what? Do you guys remember what happened last time?
We were in a pumpkin.
That's how it ended. Yes.
Slagos, right?
So,
the ability to
yes.
yeah, we're in Slagos.
People's noses explode with the removal of a
yes.
Shirt. Yeah, what?
Softcore
yes.
porn happened.
Mm. Yes, it did. A lot of it.
People what they wanted. That's yeah,
truly,
truly.
True fan service here.
Mm-hmm. So, let's see. There was a slight just. Friendly bout between Christian and Ivar.
Yep.
That happened in the tavern. We won't say who won. But it was a good match.
Sure.
And after doing a little digging within the town of Black Hollow, they discovered some bounties that were outstanding, or so they, like, the understanding goes between the captain of the guard and everybody, that the bounties are still a go. So the party decided to really go head first into it and head towards the city of Wyron, where one of the bounties is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
After a couple days of travel, they ended their day in Salagos.
Pumpkin.
Yeah, where the main income for this town seems to be their pumpkins. It's a very swampy land. And, yeah, they are at the, I believe I called it the Long Pumpkin Inn or something like that.
I can't remember. Yeah, the Long Pumpkin Pub.
Yes, Long the Pub, that's the word. Long Pumpkin Pub. And, yes. Is there anything you guys want to do at night?
Because
you're getting close to the end of the day.
No, I'm just gonna sleep, honestly.
Okay.
Did we pay for rooms already?
Yeah.
I believe you did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do remember
that. I think so.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. And if you didn't pay for it in the session, it happened in the interim between,
We definitely paid for it in the session.
Yep. Oh, speaking of interim, AJ decided to, create a new level one character. I'm kidding.
What?
If you don't remember that conflict that we had in the chat.
Oh, God.
Decided to talk shit.
Harina never woke up, and she went
Harina
to sleep.
Harina mysteriously died.
Harina ate a bite of the pumpkin.
That would break
my
heart.
She was consumed by the pumpkin.
She was the one with the pumpkin.
Just in the wall. Help.
She is the pumpkin queen.
Alright, so the ladies went into a room, I believe, with Knack as well.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's Knack, Yenny, and Harina. And then in the other room we have Christian, Ivar, and the head of Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Still
funny. Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting about that.
He was your companion.
Yeah, but I lost the most useful part of it.
Oh.
He still casts spells.
Yeah,
you
but I wanted him as a pack mule, not a spellcaster. I suppose I got.
That's
I suppose
fair.
I got Arena now. So
I was gonna say, yeah, basket. Right. They made a basket.
You
yes.
Buy a Lunchable just for the Capri Sun. You want the whole thing?
Amazing. Holy shit.
That was a bad time to take a sip of something.
Such a good analogy. Holy shit. All right.
Wait, does that make Harina a snack?
She's
a whole goddamn
God
meal.
I don't know.
I don't know what meal she I don't know who wants to eat that meal. That's a lot to unpack.
There's a lot of simps out there, man.
So if you look at
any Harina
so
Sims coming
here.
Out of the woodwork.
You have a thing for whips.
Oh no.
You know they make pants with backs, right? You don't just
Welcome to what happens before we typically record.
Yeah. We just jumped right into the recording today.
Anyway. What were you supposed to be doing? I can't keep on track.
Well, if is there anything that anybody wants to take care of before they go to sleep?
No. I'm just going to make myself real cozy, take out Thumper, and probably popping like the last of some sort of food in my mouth and pass out.
Fair enough. Marina's
just going to take out her leaves and just start counting her leaves.
All right. Christian is going to take out that doll, look at it for a few seconds, and then like turn it the opposite way of where he sleeps. So it's probably going to be facing Ivar while we're sleeping.
like 1 in the morning and the boys come around. Can we sleep in here?
Can I sleep here?
It's just the head of Mark rolling around. You wouldn't believe the bullshit going on in there.
Oh god.
Oh. Oh fuck.
Great start, guys.
Great start. Okay.
10 minutes in.
Next, just going to fall into the... Or actually, he's going to take up a spot on the floor, since the two beds have been taken.
Okay.
He's just...
Shakes the pumpkin.
The bartender. What the hell? All right, Sir Christian, is there... Oh, yeah, you said you were turning the doll around.
I'd probably go back downstairs, maybe get a few drinks to go. And is there, like, a... I don't want to say is... Oh, no, we're in a pumpkin, so never mind. There's a window, though, right?
Okay. There's many windows, right,
I'm just
yes.
I'm like, stare out the window, dripping, sipping my whatever the hell I got.
Okay. Some pumpkin mead.
Is there anything else?
I imagine they serve it out of a pumpkin.
Oh.
No, that's how they serve their normal drinks.
I just imagine this little person, this giant pumpkin just shaped as a ship.
Go, go, go. Oh, help me.
Drowns in booze.
Not breaking eye contact with outside the window either. Just spilling all over himself.
Like enough. The, what's it, the movie? I can't remember now. Damn it. One What a Feeling. Flash Dance.
Oh, yeah. Where you pull the chain and just.
Flash drop. Dance pumpkin.
Somebody falls through. Ah! I was taking a bath. No. let's see. Ivar, is there anything you would like
Ivar
to do?
Ivar is going to pray to Bob.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything specific?
No, it's just a silent prayer. I'm just going to close his eyes for a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe kind of...
All right. As you... go on.
Maybe just some thoughts of like... After what he done earlier in the day, you know, kind of beat up on some poor guy.
You didn't just beat him up.
He's saying it to make him, I'm saying it to make myself feel better.
He was paced.
But as you, as these thoughts enter your brain, your mind, and you start thinking of the different activities throughout these past couple of days of travel and all that, you don't get any, like, I would say, words, but you kind of get this sense of acknowledgement and warmth as you do this prayer.
That is acceptable. Oh, I'm fine with that. Ivar,
All right.
Just a little smile. He feels a bit better.
Okay. Right. If there is nothing else that the party would like to do, as you all drift into your various parts of sleep, you do experience the sounds of the swamp during the night. Frogs croaking in the distance. There's a light wind coming through the windows, and you can hear it rustling the trees and the leaves. There's crickets and bugs chirping and buzzing just, you know, throughout the night. And as you all slowly drift into your sleeps, a light rain overtakes the night. The next morning is a little muggy due to the rain shower last night, but bearable. Is there anything you would like to do with your morning before heading out?
Yeti's going to sit up and her hair's just going to be like, because humidity and her hair don't mix.
Fair enough.
She's going to be like, ah, scratch her eye really hard and be like, Marina. Marina, are you hungry?
Yeah. Ooh, you need a hair tie. She just pulls out, like a rat's tail out of her pack and just hands it over. Would you like a hair tie?
Yeti's gonna be like, I can handle it.
She just takes him.
Thank you, though.
Just like whips her hair up real quick. She looks like she's been ready for hours.
Yeti's just gonna comb her fingers through her hair, just try and give it a clean-ish, messy look, and be like, "All right, Knack.
Hmm?
You hungry?
Meh. I could go for something.
Let's go eat.
Okay.
You go back and go straight downstairs. I'm still carrying Thumper. I'm just going to walk downstairs with him.
When's the continental breakfast?
Excuse me, do you have food?
I need your scrambled eggs. So
gosh,
as,
I'm hungry.
As you walk into the main floor of the pumpkin, mm-hmm. You notice that there are not very, there's like no one in the area besides the bartender.
Hmm.
The innkeep, if you will.
She's gonna trudge right up and be like, excuse me.
Well, yeah?
Do you perhaps have anything to eat for breakfast?
It's going to be the same stuff as the night before, but fresh.
Oh, I don't remember what you had the night before.
Well, just think about it. What are you in?
I would like pumpkin and eggs.
We can make that work. Do you want the pumpkin over the eggs? Do you want the eggs on a slice of pumpkin?
I want the pumpkin roasted, a little charred, and then diced up and mixed in with fresh scrambled eggs. And if you happen to have any meat.
Oh yeah, we got plenty of meat.
I need at least 10 servings of that.
Okay.
You that want... sounds delicious.
Okay, I don't know how much that'll cost, actually. Let me go talk to the chef.
A little fresh parsley.
And the hell with parsley.
Don't worry about it.
You know what? You get no servants.
Did you say service or servants?
No servants for you.
No service. Golly. Get the hell out of here. Get.
Spoon neighborhood, son of a bitch.
Go on, get.
We are in a swamp.
You got a birdie mouth.
No.
All right. Yeah, after a little bit, he comes out and he goes, yeah, that, we kind of decided that'll be like 3 gold, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Can I have the same gold? Except just one serving of meat, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
It'll be like one silver, I think. I'm not good at math.
She hands over 2 silver. Keep the change.
Appreciate it. And throws it behind the counter where he puts the money. And after a few moments, some of the dishes start coming out. Now, I'm going to say this isn't the best meals you've ever had, but like there's a nuance to it, and it's, you know. It's fried pumpkin with some eggs and meat.
Yeah, she's not tasting it. She's
imagine
just
she
eating.
Has a clothespin over her nose and she's just like scarfing. Filling
the void.
Yeah. All right. Other part of the party?
I'm gonna wake up extra early, watch the sunrise, and I think I'm gonna it's been a few days, so I'm going to like trim my beard, make it to all nice and perfect looking. I have a knife, so
all right.
See what I can do.
That's not a knife.
You know what? This is not. Let's see. Let's just, for the fun of it, roll a performance check.
How about a deck save or something like that? I mean, I'm not performing for anyone. I am, because I know a performance check would not go well.
That'll be fine. All right.
Even if I gave you advantage on it?
Actually, no, I can do it. Yeah, because I have a zero in performance now, because I'm proficient in it.
Nice. Good.
Do I get advantage? Yes. Oh, no. Okay. I wasn't sure.
Yes.
Or you're just joking. 14.
14? Yeah, you trim it up. You've done this in the past before, being a soldier and going out on the, you know, days on the field, not having the proper tools. You've definitely trimmed up with a knife before.
And also, did that doll move at all?
Yeah, it's not there.
Really?
Yeah, it's gone.
Can I look for it?
Sure. Make a investigation or a perception check.
I'll do perception.
All right. Another 14.
Another 14. All right. Yeah, you look around the room. Not really seeing it.
I just kind of shrug it off and I go downstairs.
Okay. You head downstairs and notice the two that are, or the three that are already sitting there eating.
Hi, Ghostie.
I give like a little, like, wave, but like not like a full, like moving your hand kind of wave, just like a kind of like a, yeah, exactly. Like
you
a,
put your hand up.
Recognition kind of thing.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Like, hey.
It's gotten better. It's more friendly though than it was 2 days ago. slightly.
Oh, so good.
I'll go to the bar, get, I don't know, so whatever meal that they have.
Oh, what?
Do you have anything that's not pumpkin?
I mean,
okay, sure. I'll have anything but pumpkin, please, and thank you.
All right. So you don't want pumpkin touching it at all.
I mean, I don't really care if it touches it. I would just rather not have pumpkin.
Okay. How about some eggs and some meat? Okay. That'll be a silver.
Okay. I hand him 10 copper pieces. Because I don't have any silver, so...
Fair enough.
Actually, I'll give him 11. Put it away.
Big spender here.
Ooh, a tenth of a percent.
That's a 10% tip. I mean, that's not too bad for bad.
That is. Yeah. All right, you can buy more pumpkins.
Right.
But, yeah, so after a few moments, your meal comes out. As you begin eating the eggs, you notice that a few are a little crunchier and realize that, two of them are pumpkins. Like, just chopped up pumpkin.
I take the plate and I go to the counter.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. What is this? And I'm going to, push the plate forward.
No.
What is
eggs.
This? And I'll point the pumpkin part.
Oh, pumpkin fell in. That's why I asked you if you cared if it touched or not, because it's going to get in there if you don't.
Yes, but you did not say that the pumpkin will be served with it. You asked me if you were fine with it being cooked.
Listen, it wasn't. Okay, listen here. And he just, shoves his two fingers, or, two of his fingers in and grabs the pumpkin piece and throws it out.
I just walk away, leave the plate in front of him.
No, more for me. And he just, puts it behind the counter.
Sit down with the rest of the group and be like, all right, we need to get out of here.
Quite the charmer you are.
What was that about?
I asked for one simple thing. And he failed to do it. I even tipped him.
Was it?
And he still failed to do it.
Harina just grabs a piece of meat with no really? Pumpkin or anything on it and just shoves it in Christian's mouth.
Big ass finger.
Oh, you were supposed to eat that.
You know,
he swallowed your meat.
I'm pretty sure this is horse. Horse is really good.
What's a horse?
Well, whatever it is, it's fine. You can just hand me the meat next time. You know, you don't have to shove it in my mouth.
I don't know. It's pretty effective.
Speak for yourself. Anyway, so what's the plan for the... Well, actually, we're missing one. Where's Ivar?
Yeah, Arvar, what would you like to do?
I'm just going to wake up and walk downstairs.
What a guy.
Okay.
I'm not going to...
What a team player. Walk downstairs. Right, ordering food or anything?
I already know the answer to this. Well, at least I would hope so. Do they serve pumpkin juice?
Yes.
I don't even know what you would call it because you don't have mugs or anything like that. It's just pumpkin. Pumpkin with pumpkin.
Oh, it could be a mug, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take a pumpkin of pumpkin juice, please.
A mug of pumpkin juice? Coming right up. That'll be one copper.
One silver.
Oh. Thank you, sir. Come up for a refill. No charge.
I wonder if there's a bar out there where they don't have mugs and all they do is just pour the drink on the counter and go, slurp it up.
I'm gonna write that down. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, for some weird reason, we're gonna encounter a bar just like that in the next town over. Age.
Yeah, it's great job, sir.
That'd be the one place Yanny would slowly back out of.
Be like, no, I don't want to know.
It's just you slurping with booze with like all kinds of other people on the God. Either that or they have like a trough that's just filled with booze.
Yes, at least it's sanitized from all the alcohol.
Yeah. That's
how you dance.
Yes.
That's secondhand kissing.
Archibald, how you get ants?
Is this how you get ants? Oh no! Just thought of my nightmare.
Oh gosh, that meal was delicious. Shall we head on the road once everyone is finished?
Mm.
Yenny, how are you faring? Oh, you ready? Oh,
I'm ready.
You sure can eat fast.
I thought we established this before. I can eat at least 3 pies.
Karina grabs her one plate and then starts piling all of Yenny's plates on top of her plate.
She just 10 plates stacked.
Just sets it on the counter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Usually people just break the plates before they bring them over.
Christian appreciate breaks that. One on principle.
No. He doesn't have a plate anymore.
Yeah, I returned that bitch. I'm tired of their service. Yes, let's I'm perfectly fine with leaving this town. That's what you want to call it. Yeah, sure, let's go.
Could you be any more of a dick to people who are trying to be
were
nice
they though? Because I paid him. It's not them being nice, they're doing a service. I tipped him as well. I was being nice, but he failed to do the one task that I asked him to do.
He warned you.
There could have been more... that's not the voice. That's not an ex voice. Hello. There could have been more very pumpkin
true.
In there.
Very true. Sounds like you should be a little bit more grateful. We could be stuck somewhere.
Could have also picked around it.
It's the like... principle. I'm going to go pack and let's go. I just leave to go upstairs to pack Mark's head.
She's going to turn to Harina and be like, it's the principal of it.
I'm just not here.
Harina just rolls her eyes.
sipping on my juice, wondering what's going on and what exactly I missed.
Right. I'm just gonna catch up Ivar real quick.
Sipping this pumpkin juice, that's none of my business.
I'll catch him up pretty quick.
It's the meme of Kermit sipping the tea in the window, but it's Ivar with a mug of pumpkin juice. Just
Ivar with just a pumpkin.
With liquid in it.
I think I'm still just pissed off I kicked his ass. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sorry. Who had 6 hit points? Ivar. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not walking about armor.
He was almost in a barrel.
What'd you say?
Oh, shit.
Well, no, what did, no, I really didn't. What'd you say? You have no armor? I don't have any armor either.
Moving on.
Where's the barrels?
They're all pumpkins. It'll be his nightmare.
Button, give me all the pumpkins you have.
It's pumpkins.
Nick, you better hope you make every session just so I don't have to play Christian.
I mean, it's pretty simple. You just be complete ass to every single thing that walks.
Literally just need to be...
Hey, look at me. I'm Christian. Let's go this way.
What am I, Mickey Mouse?
Oh, boy. Yep.
Oh, boy.
Every time you're missing, you're What's Mickey wrong? Mouse immediately.
What's wrong with your voice, Christian? Oh,
I had a cold.
I'm going through something. God.
All right. So, everybody gathers their things.
I'm ready to gather.
Yep. And let's see. You head out and notice... Yeah, there's people here and there, but, like, none of them are... There's some working in the field, some just kind of working on their houses, some just sitting on the porch in a rocking chair.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Since literally the pumpkin for everything, have they made clothes out of pumpkin? Mm. Like, do they have hats that are, like the top half of a pumpkin and just, like, stingy?
Oh my god,
a rotting hat is exactly what you would like.
No, like,
oh, I was
they exchange it.
I was
so like when you treat wood so it doesn't rot, they've treated the pumpkin so it lasts. Have they done
now? I was going to wait to show this off, but no, the people they're wearing like just normal cloth and whatnot, but the guards,
please tell me they're like onion, bro.
Hey, look up.
Oh my god!
please take a picture for them. That is the guards.
Please be onion,
and they,
please be onion, bro.
It's kind of onion, bro. She was looking down while I was just, like, getting it closer to him.
I'm sorry, I was doodling a pumpkin hat.
Oh, that's hilarious.
There you go. That's the town guard.
That is phenomenal.
That's awesome. Nice.
It's just the so headless cute. Horseman.
Yeah, yeah.
Just domesticated.
Domesticated.
A domestic.
Bartender goes, what did you call me?
I ain't no domesticated.
I fucking love that.
All right.
Bartender is going to be canon from now on. We're going to see him.
It just pops in. What'd you call me? What?
I'll gather.
How did you get here?
Sorry, I just traveled. Yeah. I needed different pumpkin seeds. Get out of my business.
You're in the middle of fucking nowhere. There's no pumpkins here.
Pulls out a pumpkin. Oh, really? I know where they grow.
Pumpkins are canonical now.
The great pumpkin conspiracy.
Great
pumpkin.
Domesticated or I like it. Alright. So with that, as you guys begin to leave the town. You hear a noise coming from one of the few two-story homes in this town. This one specifically is closer to the edge of town. Sounds like rustling inside. After a few moments, the door to the second floor balcony flies open, and a person falls and just right in front of you guys. Standing up, you see a human woman. Lightly tanned skin, busty with long auburn hair. She's wearing a frilly skirt and a black underbust corset with fine red lace, black trousers with a red stripe down the side, and black knee-high boots, and a tricorn hat with a feather. She stands up, dusts herself off, looks at the party, and nods and's like, "Hey there," and just takes off for the tall grass / wooded area out of town.
Yeah, he's gonna be looking around like, "What just happened?"
Up on the balcony, you see two of the town guards come through the doorway, and they're looking. Steady business, don't worry about it.
Alright, well, if you hurt the men, let's go.
Gonna grab him.
Behind the two guards, you see the top half of a half-elven man holding a sheet over his torso. The guards leave the balcony and the man takes a step forward and shows that he is in fact not wearing anything besides the bed sheet.
Who was that person? Who was that person?
What was that?
I'm asking the man up top and just the sheet.
I'm going to hazard a guess and say he's probably, like, in charge of the town.
I mean, you can...
We can speculate.
You can speculate.
That might be the guy that's in charge.
You notice that he starts looking fondly in the direction that the woman fled. And it's at this moment, the first floor door opens, revealing a human woman with messy brown hair and doing the gesture to, like, get out. Just holding the door open and having her hand, like, pointing towards the door. And the two guards leave and start running towards where the woman left.
Yenny's gonna take off after him.
God.
I assume that guy didn't like, answer me or anything when I asked him who that was. The guy that was standing on top of the...
He was standing there looking, and, like, when you asked, he looked down, got really, like, wide-eyed, and just ran inside the house, shutting the door.
Googling the woman.
Sorry, guys, I'm not going to explain really quick. I just want to know what's happening. Bye! She's going to take off after.
Irina takes off after.
Irina and I have already run at the back.
All right, so as you start running, you notice that the guards have stopped right before the tall grass. And you notice right at the, like, underneath where this grass is upwards of, like, 8 feet. Like, it is tall. It's, like, reeds and all of that stuff, like cattails and all that good stuff. I'm sure Harley knows what that is. Okay. And there's, it's water, and you can notice that it's starting to look, like, mucky and whatnot.
She's gonna, like, gently freeze the top so she can get some traction on top.
It's too warm.
It's too warm?
Yeah.
Dang it! You can freeze almost anything.
You know, this may not be a good idea, because we don't know what's in that swamp. There could be a lot of animals, and we could all get separated, and that's going to be really bad for us.
I start walking in and start climbing the back of her arena to get on the basket. No, I just want to. Yeah, I just don't want to get muddy, so I'm just gonna go and go in the basket.
Roll performance.
Yeah. Okay,
roll performance.
Sit in the basket. Cool.
Yes, or sulk acrobatics. In your basket.
Do I mean, Harina, do you let him climb up to the basket? Okay.
Roll charisma check for it. Persuade me.
Rolls wisdom. Low roll means I fight him. High roll goes, whatever, it's not working. No!
Just punches him off. Get off of me.
I mean, okay. So, impulsively, I want to keep running, right? I'm just talking this out with you. I am explaining my thought process. I need to know who she is, why that man was naked, and why they're chasing after her, because she seems somewhat important. Life doesn't just throw busty women in your face every day.
I contrary on that.
She just turns her head over and looks at you on her shoulder.
Christian,
and just
you're
goes,
sulking in a basket.
What busty women have you seen?
You have obviously never been to my type of the world, huh?
You're sulking in a basket.
Like you,
okay, anyway.
I'm not from
do not seem like the man that has oogles of busty women around him. 90% of the time, you're probably sat somewhere in a quiet corner.
He seems like an ass man, doesn't he?
Technically, I don't think he's an ass man. Really any of that. No, there's anything wrong with that.
Do you know I'm right here as well?
You're right.
That's the point.
He might be one of those people who just really likes her ears.
Yeah, that's...
No, just stop that conversation.
Karina just like cocks an eyebrow and goes, Sir Christian, are you...
He is at that height.
Oh, God.
Not necessarily, I mean...
I imagine the guards are just looking at us like...
Knack leans down and goes, well, she...
I like feet.
What's wrong with feet? Why are you judging him?
You know what? Not just any foot, just the big toe.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yes, Yenny, I too want to know what's going on, but I've been around enough in plenty of parts in the wild, and I can tell you that it's going to be really dangerous for us to go in that swamp, and I don't think it's worth it.
This is where Ivar...
Can you at least ask what's happening?
What's going on, and apparently it's not privy to us.
Oh, okay, so the guards who are standing there... Looking at you guys like, what the fuck is happening?
You're the whole foot conversation.
Yeah. You can't see beyond the pumpkin head, but you assume that there's judgment coming from the inside.
Oh, excuse me. I like to speculate about that tiny one because he's such a little twat. Anyway, what's happening? Can you explain things to me?
Yeah, they... Lady of the house called us in, said there was somebody trespassing, and we went upstairs, found her putting on her boots, and then she ran out the balcony.
Oh my.
I mean, I think I don't know, honestly.
I'm guessing, is he kind of important? Just the guy in the house?
Oh, him? No.
Okay, you were just called to help out a lady who was frustrated that her man was getting freaky with some other busty lady.
That's her son up there.
Whoopsies. Her son.
Yeah.
Okay, that's actually, you know what? I can see
Roll
why.
Roll Tide.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Not what I meant. No! What I mean is, obviously, if her son is in love with a woman who she does not approve of, she'd want the guards to get rid of her.
Yeah. So, I really think we probably shouldn't go in there, because definitely it's not anything we're really going to get rewarded out of, and we're probably just going to get really hurt by whatever's in there. I think we should go.
Harina, do you not want
trust
to see
me,
the big
sweetie,
titty
there's
lady
plenty
again?
Of things I would... Mm. Oh. But we gotta go. We have to go.
I'm just sat there rolling my eyes for what the fuck.
Alright.
I've chased them into a field of yay-high fucking weeds to then decide then listen to two cards about a half-hour story. Yes.
I
halfway
stopped.
Through said field with the yay-high fucking weeds.
I stopped at the yay-high fucking weeds.
That was getting described as we're in the field. We can't see shit.
No, you're You are in a field, but like as gets progressively further, that's when the reeds and the water start coming up. You came to the edge of the water.
See, Ivar wants to chase after the busty lady.
I'm sorry, I still don't understand how this includes us in any way other than curiosity. Or is it just that?
It's exactly that.
She's gonna freeze his mouth shut.
Perina just flicks his mouth to like have the ice open up and goes, no, I want to hear what he has to say. Because, you know, I agree with Sir Grisha. I don't think we should go in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's none of our concern, really. I mean, we have our own thing. I mean, I just want to know if it's anything other than curiosity that you want to go for it. All right, well, that answered my question.
Fine! Just throw up her hands and walk back. Can't do anything fun out of curiosity anymore, dang it.
All right, as you guys begin walking back, the woman that opened up the door to the house is standing there and she's looking at the guard like, are you fucking kidding me? You didn't grab her? And then she just kind of rolls her eyes and goes back into the house and shuts the door.
Well, that was her moment. Okay, probably get on our way.
All right. So, as you head out, you begin to make your way further into Wyrin, or towards Wyrin. Roughly from this point, 2 more days of travel.
Okay.
So, you head along the road and you are still located within the swampy terrain. The road here is lifted a little higher with drop-offs on either side that go into the tall grass and water. Who here has the highest passive 14. Perception?
I have 14.
14.
Nine.
Ivar?
It's between me and Christian.
All right, so both of you, actually.
Oh.
Let's see. To the immediate right of you, at the bottom of the drop-off, is an alligator. Just sitting there. You can kind of see it's just like the head is poking out, but this thing looks big.
I'm gonna like kind of steer Irina.
What's going on? She's gonna roll perception.
Alligator.
Ooh, I'm nice, 23.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. Everybody's freaked out.
Alligator. Alligator. Cool. Alligator.
I feel like AJ just wanted to use his new dice tower. He didn't need to make the roll. Okay. Yeah. Right, yeah, you see the alligator chilling there.
Nice.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Knack alligator.
Is it blocking our way at all?
Don't fall. Oh no, it's off to the right. It's just in the water there.
We'll just kind of walk around and we'll just kind of stay alert to that alligator and anything else that's going to be around us.
Just don't stay still, for God's sake.
What's the terrain that we're in? Are we still in swamp?
Okay. Oh.
Yes.
I think everyone's eaten alligator. It's quite delicious.
So good. So good.
It is pretty good.
I have had alligator. It's pretty good.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
Slightly fishy. Really good.
How about you, Harley?
He's over there like, so how do you compare it with haggis? Is it like pretty similar? Not really. I don't know.
I don't know how. I really don't know how I feel about that comparison. That's so fucking stereotypical.
It's a night and day comparison there.
Offended or be impressed?
Yes.
Yes.
Offended, yes.
I'm not offended.
Offended, yes.
I'm a bigger person than that. Me and my
literally. It just goes around his ass. Shit.
Anywho. No, we're just keep on going. I don't like alligators.
We don't need to bother him.
I don't do things that can eat my legs.
But don't you just want to encounter it? All right. Like, just a little bit?
I'll play it.
I catch
it. Just gonna throw a pebble at your forehead.
I'll play it.
I do have to fly, yeah. I
just he does have that ability as a monk.
Toss it back.
Ice this.
Doc.
Ice this. All right. So, you continue on your way. Let's see. Yeah, it's coming to the end of the first day. Whoever wants to can make a survival check to find a suitable area to set up camp.
Natty fucking.
I'm jack shit to that shit.
Damn!
Ooh. Ooh. 25? Yeah, you find quite, like, it off of the road, it slightly, like, dips down, but, like, not far enough to be super, super close to the water, and it's a nice, sturdy plot of land.
I don't like it. Alright.
Alright.
Who's gonna take first watch?
That one. Sure. I can do it.
Alright. So we've got Yenny on first watch.
Mm-hmm.
Who is taking second watch?
I guess I will.
All right. Third watch.
I'll take third.
All right. And fourth.
I wonder who.
There's three people left.
Mark seems like a fantastic character.
I mean, no offense, Ivar, but he could probably see better than you.
I mean, all we have to do is post him up in a tree, you know, like.
I mean, yeah. Oh god.
Exactly. Honestly, kind of.
Oh no.
Mark, the surveillance camera. Wow.
Not very effective. I can't move.
Can you alert us?
Jeez, oh.
Boop.
That'll work. It's just annoying enough.
Are we seriously putting Mark as the fourth watch?
Great, I want to. So bad.
Oh boy.
Kristen, you just have to post him up whenever.
Give a second. Nothing.
I'm actually 3'5". Thank you very much. And
yeah, I was being nice.
Yeah, and plus it is out. It is also my machine. Thank you very much. And I can carry it. It's just half the size of me.
Fucking hell.
I do lift. Thank you very much.
Dost thou even voice?
I was going to.
Yeah, I love it.
You don't even lift.
Yeah, because
else
I have other people
yourself.
To do it for me.
No, that's a terrible excuse. That just means you're lazy and you're weak.
Them be some fighting words.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, he's about to throw these hands.
Don't challenge someone who can steal your soul.
Sweet.
Jesus. All right, so first watch, I suppose.
It just yep. gets like oddly quiet.
Yeah. I just wanna go.
All right.
Oh shit. I'm gonna go do. What do I add to that again?
Wisdom, I believe.
Okay, 5.
Ooh,
nice.
I rolled a 1, y'all.
Oh, a nat 1?
You got a dice tower.
We have a dice tower. Yeah, I don't know where it is. I never use it. Usually roll shitty for me. So.
So you begin noticing people kind of going to sleep, and then...
No. I don't like things that fly towards my face.
There is just one mosquito. It flies in front of you, goes off to the side. Flies back in front of you, it goes off to the side.
Just getting it really frustrated and just go freeze it. She can.
Yeah, roll, I guess, an attack.
I rolled an 18.
I guess I have to look up the AC for a fucking mosquito.
Yeah.
Mosquito cast shield.
It's a mosquito.
Use its, it's a big bad
mosquito.
It was fools. Fucking mosquito.
A bigger mommy mosquito comes around and goes, "Where's my children?"
Is there one for a fucking mosquito? You're looking impressed.
What'd you roll?
I rolled an 18.
Plus anything?
Oh, I don't know.
What kind of mosquito is this?
What would that be? What would even be added to that?
Strength, because it's unarmed, I assume.
I mean, 19, I guess.
Fucking what?
Yeah, you miss.
What?
Jesus Christ.
What demon is this?
It's a mosquito. It's small. It's hard to hit.
She's gonna keep trying.
That one person distracted.
Would this be a strength? Because I'm not swatting it. I'm just trying to freeze it with my natural power.
We never discussed what that would be.
I feel like it would be more like a wisdom thing.
Yeah, your spell modifier, yeah.
Yeah, so technically the 18 would have been...
Damn.
23.
Fucking
still not
Christ.
Hitting it? Oh my god. Yeah, I ain't gonna hit that one. Freeze my own fucking foot instead.
Yep. You know what?
Roll initiative.
Fuck.
It's gonna try and bite me.
12 doesn't hit, does it?
No.
Okay. Nope. It did. And it like starts to land, but you're able to swat it away. Like no.
I hate things. She's gonna keep swatting at it.
Okay.
She's trying to prevent it from landing on her.
Oh yeah. It's... All right. So after that, it's time for Christian's turn.
I'm just gonna shake him away and throw him. Be like, your turn.
Because I'm
tired
a soldier
of this fucking
who has been
bug.
In wartime, I will like just out of reflex just punch her. Because, I mean, if someone comes up to you in the middle of the woods and just starts shaking you...
It's a fair assessment.
That, I would punch her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Roll an attack.
Yeah, that's a natural 20.
Fine.
Shit. You just got counted.
Oh, yeah, now you hit me. Just, ow! Rude!
Just for fucks, yeah. For S's and G's.
You're lucky I
how
rolled,
much
like,
damage
shitty
is that?
Dice rolls, so that is only 9 points of damage.
Only 9? Jesus.
Okay.
Fucking hell.
You're going to do the long run, yeah, so you'll fun. Be fine on
okay, that.
Okay,
so
Raina just
yeah.
like gets up immediately with the fucking arrow knocked and just like pointing over at them like, what is going on?
What? She shook
me.
My tent away. What? You? Why
Are
would you,
you
do
fucking
that?
Fucking kidding me, children.
Because I'm getting
Who's
attacked by a fucking
watch?
Mosquito.
Oh,
my God. Don't watch.
Harina, go to sleep. Christian, watch. Shut the fuck up. Go to bed now.
You're Harina.
She just goes back to sleep. Pissed off.
AJ,
but you're
Harina. AJ, you said
Harina.
Yeah,
tired
sleep.
And pissed.
I'm Yeti.
She doesn't yeah, know who the fuck is up, but she just knows she got rudely awakened.
Fine. I'm sorry for startling you. You punched me. Yeah.
Just
I'm fucking even.
Just don't do that next time.
It's a fucking bug. I'm tired.
I have a lot of experience with stuff like that.
Okay. Yay. Got it.
It's at this moment that you see a little frog kind of hop up and just and it grabs the mosquito.
Fucking.
And then the frog hops before she away.
Before she goes to sleep, I'll be like, did you see anything?
Couldn't have gotten here sooner. No, I was getting attacked by a mosquito. It was kept going around my face and my head, and I kept getting distracted, and I was trying to freeze it, but I couldn't hit it, and it just, now the frog ate it.
All right. Okay,
so
good
I saw
night.
Nothing. Night.
All right. So, Christian, if you could roll
a
perception check for me.
Oh, that's a one, but I'm a halfling, so I gotta re-roll that. Better. That's a two. So that's a five in total. That's a five in total. That's hilarious.
<Yep. laughs>
Thank God I got that natural 20 hitting.
Yeah, you. Yep.
Yeah, hitting me.
Yeah.
Just fuck all later.
So, you're sitting there, and you are hearing some rustling, just not any distinct, and then just the slightest.
Was that flatulence? What the hell was that?
Yes.
Somebody passed gas.
Someone farted.
Do I notice which direction
yep.
it went?
it came from one of the tents. / bedrolls, whatever anybody has.
I'm definitely in a tent at this point.
Mark up in the tree. Oh my.
We just posted him up there already.
No, he's... but, yeah, cool. Besides that, really cool. Nothing. Yep. All right, Farina.
I'll go and get her up and be like, "Did you, by chance, one of us is really gassy? Just so you know, so be on the lookout for that."
Okay, thank you. Oh, by the way, Christian.
Yes.
Please don't punch any of us again.
Like
Christ, you scared the shit out of me.
Like I said, I've been through several things in my life. Just do not wake me up shaking me, and that will not happen.
I understand. I will take that into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you
for telling me.
You're welcome.
Now go the fuck to sleep.
Like double
still pissed off.
Double middle fingers up and I'll go to sleep.
She just sits there in her bow, just like eyes like half open, super pissed. I was like, I was getting the best fucking sleep of my life.
You wipe the drool off your face. Yep, that was great.
All right. Make a perception
Fuck.
Check for me.
I got a 2. I got a 5 as well.
This
actually, I got a 7.
What
oh.
is this?
Big spender.
Oh, that's the highest roll.
What the fuck is this?
I love how I rolled a 20 to find us the place and then roll a 2. Christian rolls a 20 to punch her and rolls a 2.
Now and that's with advantage because I got a 1 the first time.
And I rolled a 1.
Oh man.
Holy shit.
1, 1, 2, and 2.
That's what,
yeah. Are we going to game, like, are we going to hope for a 3?
I was going to get a No, it's Mark now, isn't it? Oh, yeah.
It's Mark.
It is Mark. I have to bring up a sheet real quick. But, yeah, you don't really notice anything out of the ordinary.
This is bad.
All right. With that, it is Mark's turn. Where are you setting him?
Where would I set him? Nearest tree stump, I guess.
Yeah.
Like I'm not honestly. If he did this on his watch, like he was just so groggy, he just doesn't care. So he just like kind of just put him on any tree stump that's there.
So if Arena doesn't think it's good enough, okay, she can move.
Okay, fair enough.
Harina's what, like, does Harina think?
Just gonna go to sleep. Mark, have you seen anything? Just
very well.
All right, then they like, passes out.
No. I guess I have to make a fucking perception check here.
Just start doing poetry to yourself. It's not very good poetry. What did you roll?
A 7.
Better than us.
Yeah. So it's the next morning.
Great.
Let's see. You wake up, Christian, as you sit up, you look over towards Mark and you notice that his eye like lenses are fogged over.
Swamp.
Yep.
Yeti's hair is back to frizz again. Just, oh man.
Good morning.
Morning, Mark.
You all slept well.
Someone too?
I counted about 4 toots.
It's funny.
I like the distant laugh.
So far with the...
You know, I heard pumpkin will do this.
That's why I didn't want to eat it.
Yeah.
Oh,
I eat so much pumpkin.
No, it upsets my stomach. Thank you very much.
Is he a gassy boy?
He's a gassy boy.
Like those anime girls that goes, and like the giant eyes that are like, just like, oh, cute. Like immediately her... But Yeti just gets all like that.
It is not cute. It is an actual problem that I have. Thank you very much.
Do you have irritable?
I don't know what that is.
Irritable bowel
maybe.
Syndrome. It means when your tummy just really doesn't like things, like food.
I've actually eaten
food
plenty
hurts.
Of things that probably would end up killing most people. My gut's actually pretty good. Because I eat things like that. So I would suggest you start eating things like that so you'd be better.
So
I thought you would just hunt dangerous prey anyway, but like,
I mean,
that's just
you
me
know,
guessing on your
you have a
background.
Rat and you haven't seen anything else that you can eat. You just gotta do what you gotta do to survive.
Yeah, that's not what I was thinking. I thought you just, like, hunted a tiger.
If I see a park and I see a tiger, I definitely will, and that'll feed me for a while, for sure. But, you know, sometimes animals kind of move, and...
Fair enough.
I definitely have had to travel a little ways to get some food sometimes. Yeah. Did anyone else have great dreams about, that lady we saw yesterday? By the way, if any of you guys wake me up in the middle of one of those beautiful dreams again, I'm going to stab you. Clear? Clear? Okay, cool.
Not it.
So how often do you have these dreams then? So I know when to, when
well,
not to wake you.
I didn't have any of them when I met you, Christian.
Oh, don't. Oh, that is a likewise circumstance. Do not worry about that.
Oh, big girls aren't your thing? Oh, well.
I'm not attracted to anybody.
Secretly, he's attracted to Mark. That's why he wants to get the body back.
Oh.
Oh. It's the most useful
God.
Part.
He doesn't play Fallout New Vegas? Assume that position.
It's his favorite one.
All right. So
secretly in love with Mark.
So the second day, as you begin traveling, you. About an hour or two passes, and you finally come to the end of the swamp. The air becomes less thick, and you begin to feel a light breeze. This terrain is still lightly wooded, but you can start to see a lot further than you could in the swamp. Instead of being like tree, and then you try to look around, but there's another fucking tree. Now it's like tree, you look around, it's about like at least 10, 20 feet before there's another tree.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Is it still humid?
Less so.
Ah, oh, thank you.
She's gonna like start trying to shake her out her hair just again.
Smells under her armpits. Oh. Should we find a place to wash up? The swamp. I feel like the swamp.
Yes.
Kind of left all of us in sorts about ourselves.
Yeah. They have the swamp stickies.
And I point to my shoulder. It. Where I imagine Sir Christian sitting.
Yeah, I'm up there just holding my nose because at this point I just I've been no offense, but I've been smelling you the entire time. So you'll hear like a yes, I do agree that I think you should in fact go bathe.
Yeah, you too.
Oh, I know, but believe me, the scent is not that much more pleasant up here.
Oh yes. Most
guys, your adorable banter is wonderful, but we all stink. It's very sticky still. I need to wash and brush my hair so bad.
Does anyone know where the nearest
it's so much
is
hair.
Where are we?
I don't know. I think we're closest to
Wyren.
I can't read that from here.
Well, before Wyren.
No, there's another town before Wyren.
Well, you're kind of heading
up
that way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so we're probably close to that second town that I can't read.
That is Ivale.
Ivale.
But okay. You're heading off. I didn't write, but there's a smaller road that's going like that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're kind of on the side road to a town, but we're halfway to Wyren, I guess.
Oh, you've got less than a day's travel.
Okay. Yeah. Less than a day, looks like.
I mean, if anybody wants to, they can make a survival check to see if they can find a stream or something.
Ooh, a cool stream.
I got a 13.
Oof.
I got an 18.
Ooh.
Hey-o.
Hey.
Nope. I tried. I got an 8.
All right. As everybody's, you know, starting to contemplate their different stenches, Ivar, you in the just little slight way off of the trail, you do hear like running water.
Ivar may not be able to see shit, but he can hear shit. Just starts marching in the direction.
Please
of the
tell
war.
Me you explain it to us like that.
Yeah, he just goes off of the trail.
I'm gonna follow that one.
All I can imagine is him go ha ha and like start walking.
He has an idea. I'm following.
Walk forward. Just absolute purpose.
After a few minutes, you guys walk and come across a nice babbling brook, if you would.
Ah, oh, yes.
Yenny's gonna, like, drop everything, and she's gonna pull up one bar of soap that she has on her.
Okay.
Yes! Dunks her face in.
You gotta be prepared for anything.
Start like washing the important bits.
Now
like,
I will say
bits.
The water is a bit cold.
She is frozen.
That's right, she's frozen. She so
wash the hair, wash the face.
She like starts to get out of the water, like the ice or the water begins to like freeze on her a little bit.
Yep, just a quick shake off. It's good. Anyone else need soap? Please. I'm just gonna rinse the soap.
How do you rinse off soap? Do you just like dunk it in the water again? Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That is how you rinse off soap, yes.
Just make sure like the outer layer, you have like one fresh layer underneath.
How does one soap? Carefully.
Okay, real quick, Ivar. You put it in the water and you get your hands and the soap
I was
wet.
I was being sarcastic.
Okay. And then you're going to Rub. Well, I didn't know.
Yeah.
You big stupid man. No. All right. After bathing. Your little bathing session, see Christian and Harina. Ha ha ha. No, I'm kidding. Start splashing each other. Like, I'm kidding,
like
of course.
Harina's nude in the water, but he's still wearing the basket.
Oh, and then he then just turns around, ready, and then you just drop and go into the water.
No, 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 no.
I want...
1-2, drone.
Harina stands back up, Christian's
this
gone.
Would be the first
just floating down the river.
See Harina's face, because she's always wearing a mask. Yeah. So you see her take off her mask because she feels comfortable around
shit.
Everyone. You see her face is like heavily scarred, and there's a giant branded K on her cheek.
Never thought I'd see your face. It's pretty.
Thanks. She just gives like a stern little nod. She's just scrubbing.
Just scrubbing.
I imagine she's in the water like Chef from the Muppets.
Bursty, bursty, bork, bork, bork. Bork, bork, bork.
Oh, man.
All right. So, after this little bathing escapade.
Escapade.
I didn't know what else to call it.
Make it sound so sexy.
Well, you got the Swedish chef over there. That is the hottest thing.
Okay, we're heading out.
Yes. So, after a few hours of travel, everybody's fresh and clean, and, you know, they're feeling nicer. You all see that the woods begin to get a little thicker again. Not swampy, but more densely covered woods.
No more swamp ass.
So, more of a forest area. Harina.
Yeah.
I believe that's your favorite terrain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why?
Shark puppet.
No reason. As you enter into this more densely covered forest, you see at a fork in the road, an old man is pushed by a younger human man who's just get out of here. I'm going for that bounty. And he just charges forward on that path.
Bounty? What bounty are you looking for?
Ah. He's gone. Yeah.
Old man?
The old man, he's kind of struggling to get up.
Did we all see this?
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna rush over and be like, oh my gosh, can I help you up?
I appreciate it.
Just gonna help him up.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yes.
What happened?
I was trying to ask him for assistance through these woods. They get a little dangerous, but he said I would slow him down. So, he's in a hurry, I suppose.
Apparently for a bounty?
People come through here talking about
where
such.
Any idea?
What is this place?
This is, the woods. There's not really a name for it.
No name woods there. Now it
a lot
has
of people
a name.
Come through here for bounties and such? Are there like bounties running around here that?
Well, not exactly. There's a city on the coast just through this path that a lot of people seem to be interested in.
Mm. Is it in regards to the pirates?
Not that I'm aware of. They said it's just one person.
Oh.
I actually found this in one of my travels, and he holds it forward, and it says, bounty for, Raleigh, the cannibal.
So Wyrun is pretty close.
Oh.
I assume it, I am unsure of the name of the city, but yes, there is one close.
Okay. Can I take that?
Sure, of course.
I can take it from him. Inspect it and be like,
and what is your name, sir?
Oh, I am Peric.
Peric?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Peric.
Likewise.
All right, well, that was fun. Have a good day. I think we should start going.
Real quick, where do these two paths lead?
This one leads to a smaller town, and he points the opposite way.
Oh, okay.
And this one that individual just traveled down, that heads to the city that everyone is intrigued with.
Oh, okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, totally makes sense. Nice. So this path, you said?
What's the name of the town of the other one?
And I am unsure. I don't really travel much. Mm. I was hoping to get through this path. That's what I was asking him about, was for assistance, but as you saw, that didn't quite go well.
Clearly, he was total
And which
dick.
Way were you traveling, sir?
Like, a total dick.
The same direction. But he was afraid that I would slow him down.
Afraid or, I don't know, I was gonna go with something, now I can't remember. He's impatient, is what he is.
It would appear that way, yes.
Well,
stupid.
If it's cool with everyone else, you can accompany us if you are scared of traveling alone.
Yeah.
I would greatly, greatly appreciate that.
Yep, come with us.
Wonderful.
Start skipping.
Pull along. She's not going to skip this time.
You just hear a crack as the guy's just completely.
You're breaking him.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Stop, you're breaking him.
She would literally cry.
All right. So, let's see. You begin walking. Is who's leading this this troop?
Just me.
I feel like probably I would be leading.
Yeah.
With my favorite terrain. I feel like I'd be like out in front.
All right.
Oh, yeah. No. Shall back off.
All right. So it's Harina and Christian in front.
Mm-hmm.
And then who's behind them?
Probably old man and her.
Me.
All right. All right. And you cool with taking up the back with Knack?
Harley? Yes, sir.
Ibar? All right. My fucking pen keeps breaking. I'm sorry.
We gave you a pencil.
All right. Cool. All right. So, let's see. You begin walking. Actually, anybody who wants to can make a perception check for me.
Ah, not that one.
Can't
even see. 23.
Oh, shit. Neither of them would have been good anyway. 13. One.
Okay. 13. All right. And Harina, you said 23? Was that with advantage because this is your favorite terrain? Okay.
Heck yeah.
All right. So with that 23 and being in the front, you begin noticing off to either side of, like, the outer edges of the pathway is where the woods get extremely dense. You begin noticing some creatures looking there, watching, but they don't seem aggressive in any way. Like, you can notice a wolf, and on the other side, you begin noticing a bear, but they're just standing there. They're looking at you. They acknowledge you. but they don't look aggressive or defensive in any way.
This is when I wish I had a speak with animals. Damn. I'm just going to relay this to everyone else. I'm just going to be like, watch your sides. We're being watched by some pretty big animals, but it doesn't look like they're going to be engaging. But just keep watch and keep guard.
Okay. I don't like animals.
Ow.
I
after a few moments,
what?
Oh, shit. You
what?
Can.
What?
Oh, did you take that as a subclass? Like, yep. Oh my god. Nice. That's hilarious.
What?
I forgot he did that. He told me, too.
What's even more poetic is the wolf tattoo makes sense now.
There you go.
There you go.
Go. She's going to shake his arm. Go down.
They're not anywhere near us, so we don't need to talk to them. But I can talk to them if we need to.
Go. Oh. Go. She can keep poking your chest. Go.
Okay. Right. I'm going to walk over. We'll walk in the direction, not walk
okay,
over.
You notice
walk
that the direction of. Yeah. As you get a little closer, the wolf looks, he's watching you, but like his head doesn't turn, only his eyes turn to look at you. So looking like he's still facing forward, but he's he's acknowledging that you're approaching.
You need peripherals? Well, that's fine.
Yes.
I'm going to approach a little more.
All right. He takes a step to the side a little further, like the opposite direction of you. So he kind of steps, right. Takes a single step away.
Now, do we speak? That is the question. Yes, we do.
Yeah, what does it sound like to the rest of us?
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to ask, like, are we, like, me, and then I'm going to point to the rest of the group. Like, we don't mean any harm. We're just passing by. We're not going to do anything to you.
And the wolf nods and kind of, let's say, low, not like an intense growl, but like a deep that kind of gets translated into a moment of like understanding. But still being cautious slightly, but it seems very calm for a wolf. Yeah.
I mean, as weird as it sounds, would the wolf know I could speak? Or is it just a very zened out wolf?
It appears to be zened out, as you say. Yeah.
Is he okay?
Harina turns her head and goes, I think that was his giving us rite of passage.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, because this isn't normal.
And, you know, do the same sort of growl back. And then walk away.
Mm-hmm. All right. And it stays there as you're walking
we're
away.
Good to go.
After a...
Like, I'm speaking to the party, like, we're good to go. Nothing's going to happen.
Okay. Yeah, okay. It's
I don't judge weird. You.
I'm not saying that you talking to a wolf or being able to talk to a wolf is weird. I'm saying that their behavior is weird. All I've ever known is that bears and wolves are territorial. The fact that two of them are just kind of staring is weird.
Any boundaries. That's why. If we all went gung-ho, they would have got very angry. But considering it was me that went across and I'm able to communicate, they're like, oh wait, cool, we're fine. That's all.
Okay. I mean, sound logic. Might as well keep going.
Leave the speaking and communicating with the wildlife to me. And I will leave the freezing of anybody that annoys you to you.
Okay. Fair enough. I get it.
All right. As you continue walking forward, you do up ahead a little, like, just slightly ahead in the distance, you see the, you find a body laying there on the ground.
Oh.
What does it, how does it look like if that person died?
Investigate.
Oh, are you gonna go up and, like, check it out, or...
Would that be like...
Yeah, I might be like, I tell someone else to do it.
Harina walks up with you on the shoulder.
Yeah, I'm gonna kind of like push you forward. I would go check that out. It looks, see how it died.
You are noticing that this is wearing the same armor and has the same hair as the guy that pushed the old man.
To check the environment around.
Yeah.
Just laugh.
How's the old man taking it?
That's a dirty 20.
Oh.
I'm just seeing if there's
and what are you looking for exactly?
Around, before I go and like check the body, just like gonna check and see if there's like any like immediate threats that I can like see in our vicinity.
Gotcha. As you're looking around, you you do still see the that one wolf tracking you. The bear has kind of seemed to have not followed along the same path, but one of the wolves is still, or the wolf I should say, is tracking. Like, he's following, not aggressively, but like just seeing
do
what's
I need
up.
To roll medicine
but that's
to see
about
how
it.
He died, or...
I will assist.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, thank
you. All right, you get advantage on that.
You're welcome.
I mean, it was 11, but oh shit, that's 5. Right, so I got 12.
Oh yeah, there.
12? Alright, yeah. This wasn't a high DC by any means. As you flip him over, you notice that his throat has been bitten at. And it looks like claw marks on his chest.
Maybe that's why your wolf friends were happy with us. They already ate.
I don't... It might have been one of those things where maybe this is their territory, and because we got permission, we're okay. And maybe he didn't have permission.
I'm gonna go with the fact that he was a complete dick.
Possibly.
That's true. It's very true.
And this is the world way of serving karma.
That's always true.
You're gonna loot him.
Oh, fuck, yeah, I am.
Oh, you're gonna loot him? Sure. As you're rolling a investigation check, let's see, Christian, you asked if...
Yeah,
is
he reacting at all, or is he just
taking
this? Serves him, right?
He looked at the body and was like, Actually, if you could roll a insight check on the old man.
Well.
Right.
What is my insight?
All right. Harina, what did you
I rolled roll 18.
An 18? All right, yeah. So you find a little baggie with 5 gold, 10 silver, and about 5 copper. And then just a normal short sword, ripped up leather armor. That's about it. It looks like a couple trail rations.
Yeah.
I almost want
to... I got a solid 6 on my insight. Cool. All
right. He seems unfazed. Yeah.
I don't know. It was... I'm struggling for once. I kind of want to talk to my god real quick. Because it was way too fast. And anything can look like that, even though, yes, there were 2 big animals over
there. Real quick,
there,
Tyler. But... What was the... It was 10 gold, up. 5 copper. What was the silver? 10 silver? Okay.
10 silver.
But I was trying to see if I had commune, and I don't.
Oh, you don't have commune.
I don't have commune.
Ooh.
I know. It's really annoying. Oh, anyway. My
God. Yeah, Harley, you look unfazed.
Look. Someday.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Maybe I can check in with the man.
Are you just? What are you asking?
AJ? I was gonna give everyone our party. Well, actually, I'm gonna hold off on that for a second.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on it forever, huh?
Okay.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
I just didn't want to divvy it up in front of the old man and then not give the old man anything and then have to definitely get past.
That is fair.
You know what? Fair.
All right. You continue moving forward, or?
I might check in and see how the man is responding.
Okay. Are you just
yeah,
inside?
Just,
okay.
Yeah. Nothing. Yeah, I see nothing.
Unfazed.
Unfazed. Two.
Jesus.
Yep.
All right. You continue forward, and you do eventually get to the end of this path. It just opens up into lessly dense woods.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. You see the old man, he stops, and he was wearing this this longer cloak. He has since then removed the cloak to reveal a long green elegant robe with a pattern on it.
Is the pattern anything recognizable, anything like that? Yeah.
Roll a history check for me.
Come on, let's go.
This goes for anybody.
Holy crap, I've never rolled so bad before in my life today. I've rolled an 8.
I got a 15.
I got a 19.
Okay. Hey.
History?
Yes.
15.
15, yeah. All right. So everybody except for Christian. notice this as a... they are very similar to druidic shit. Patterns that you've either researched or seen.
Okay.
Thank you for
escorting
me here.
Sure, anytime. If we see you on the path again, you know. She doesn't know what to say. She's just kind of like,
all right, well, have a good one. Have fun. Bye.
Don't mind him. He's quite the charmer. But I hope we meet again on the path, you know, and you know, have a good time and not like that dude. Yeah, who met his peril, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I know my new appearance might be shocking to you, but I am actually the protector of this part of the woods, and I sit there because my home is near there, and I wish to get safe passage, because for those who would treat me wrong would do the same to my home.
Oh. I mean, fair enough. I'm glad we could help you.
Thank you for giving us safe passage. And Harina takes out her portions of the loot that was stolen, the gold, copper, and silver, and she gives it to him. So it's two gold, two silver, and a copper.
Oh, I have no need for
are you sure?
Currency. I am positive, but I would, if you promise to take care of any forested area within the land, I will ensure you safe passage through here anytime.
The forest is my home.
Can I ask a question?
Where I call home.
Was it you that said the wolf saw him? Ah.
Yes. They are, I wouldn't say pets, companions.
I'm just going to make her a face at
yes, Christian. Sorry.
See?
If there's sure. ever anything we can ever do for you, just you know, don't hesitate.
Of course, I greatly appreciate it. And he reaches into a small bag and he pulls out a stone that has when he raises it up, there's a green inscription that glows bright.
Oh!
If you show this while going through these woods, none of the wildlife will bother you.
Okay, I'll take it. thank you. My thing. Don't know what it is, but I'm gonna edit.
You can put that down as Peric's blessing.
Ooh.
Yes.
How do you spell his name?
Perric.
Okay. Hmm.
All right. Well, I'm going to return home. Thank you once again.
You're welcome. Glad we could help. And thank you for the blessing.
Of course. And he begins to back away into the turns around and goes back down the path.
I'm just like imagining seeing him float
as soon as he is
floating backwards.
Like, sight distance, like Harina just immediately grabs her knees mm-hmm. and just starts hyperventilating, and she's just.
I have to hold on the back of her as she goes down.
What happened?
He's just holding on for dear life. Oh my god!
Like the feeling of going over the edge of a roller coaster.
So where I come from, people like him are very frequent, and we were very much at the mercy of him, like that other one was, and we easily could have been a meal for that forest, and I'm very thankful that we're in his good graces, because that's not somebody you want to be on the fucking wrong side of.
Well,
and she divvies out the gold and silver to everyone, so everyone's gonna get 2 gold, 2 silver, and 1 copper.
Oh yeah,
thank you.
And two, yeah. And I just thought that man was on some drugs. Serves me wrong.
Yes, Sir Christian. It is definitely why.
Yes. I wouldn't go that far, but important. Whatever you want to think. I'll beat
we
the
can
wolf
throw
up.
You to the wolf. And the bear.
Punch him in his face.
Sorry. Punch him in his stupid ass face.
And the bear.
Yes.
And the magic man.
Mm-hmm. You.
In the whole forest.
Mm-hmm. And you felt. You felt my punch.
So you're gonna, okay. Yep.
Uh huh. Then why were you crying?
I wasn't crying. I said, ow, what the fuck? You punched me. I didn't cry.
Yeah, that checks out.
I never once cried. Also, you would have known mm-hmm. there would have been ice.
All right, let's go.
Right. Gonna walk over to Knack and just be like, he's getting on my last fucking nerve.
So, as you continue... Oh, you said that to Knack. I'm sorry. I was like, that's another player. He's just like... Yeah, sorry. It was just... he turns to you and is just like...
chuckles. You've seen what I can do, Knack.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want him to be on the other end of that.
He'll be fine.
Better be.
So, as you continue forward, you see the woods.
The woods.
I don't know why I said it, the woods. They begin to open up as you feel the ocean breeze. Ahead of you in the distance, you see the rising cityscape of Wyrin.
Wyrin, we made it.
After a small hike up the road, you begin to see the architecture of the city, which is a more Gothic look to each building. Many of them are designed with pointed arches, external buttresses,
booties,
and just general asymmetry to the buildings. So, like, while one side will have a great pointed, like, arch to it,
mm-hmm.
it then drastically lowers on the other side, or, like, one point goes slightly higher than the other.
Mm.
As you do continue to get closer, you do see that this city is, in fact, walled in. Like, there is a full wall around it. And, but some of these buildings do reach over them. Some even hanging slightly over at an angle. There are windows that are facing outwards towards the city limits and the road, and you begin to notice a common pattern of stained glass.
Hmm.
And that's where we're going to end today's episode.
Heyo!
Heyo.
You got to Wyrin.
You made it to Wyrin.
Yeah.
You made friends with a druid.
Know. Sure did. Okay, out of voice. Holy shit.
And you avoided a pretty big battle.
Oh, well, damn, AJ.
I thought about it, too, and I was like, do we ditch him? And no, I was like, nah, it feels like good grace is kind of a thing. Oh, thank God.
I mean, I was all for ditching the guy.
You guys...
I mean, yeah, Sir Christian's a chew toy, you know. he'd get snatched real
yeah.
quick, and then we would never know where he went.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like literally the wolf would just like jump out of the bush, grab him off my shoulder, go to the other side of the path, and then Christian is gone.
End of that.
And
yeah.
we'd just be like, "Where'd he go? He gone."
And then you'd have to fight another wolf and a bear, and maybe a few other things.
That's what I didn't want to do.
The bears.
Da bears.
Marina was panicking. She's seen that happen before. She's whoa.
Oh God.
I was waiting just, for a, you shut your mouth.
Just up in your fucking treehouse, you see somebody walking, and then all of a sudden a bear just comes out of left field and just vroom, and it's gone.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. Kindness is key. Anyway.
All right. Well, I know it may not seem like you guys have done much, but you did successfully make your trek, and you did help the elder gentleman.
Oh,
oh shit!
You guys can level up.
Ooh, damn. Heck yeah!
Level mostly because four. I want you guys to be a higher level for this area.
Oh boy,
something's happening. I'm not ready. Fuck.
Oh, I am so.
I love how it goes from yay to fuck. Why?
I am so excited for you guys to experience this city. I just want you to know that.
I'm terrified.
Welcome to Wyrin.
Anyway, I am really happy that we got to play. I'm sorry that it was shorter. We all had time constraints, all that jazz.
Yeah, and you know, I just wanted this one to be focused around the journey.
We're level four now, aren't we?
Yep.
Woohoo!
My girl's getting almost pretty beefy there. With her hit points.
Almost.
What are you at?
Yeah.
Jesus.
33.
Oh, that's where I'm at.
Heyo. Heyo. Oh shit! Really, Annie?
35.
Damn.
Oh,
yeah.
What's your class again? Is it warlock? Cleric. Okay, that's why. Okay.
Cleric.
I was thinking. I was like, I know, like some spellcasters
and the variant tiefling.
Like the sorcerer is only like a D6. So they have like such low hit points. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. No, I've got really, really high hit points, and I think it's also because of the domain I chose.
I think on this one we actually get to like
which is fair.
Up our strength, dexterity, constitution,
you
could,
or anything. Or you can choose a like feat. Or you can choose a feat, yeah. Mm. Oh, really?
Mine did not tell me to do so. So.
Yeah, it should for level mm-hmm. four.
It should be.
Where?
You have to go up into your actual edit the level, yeah.
Well, I leveled up and it didn't ask me to.
It'll be, you have to scroll.
Well, damn. Okay. All right.
Well, while we all figure this out and everything, thank you guys so much for joining. Thank you for listening. Hope you guys had fun today, even though there wasn't much conflict.
More role-playing. Heyo.
Fair.
Yeah, more role-playing. I enjoyed it. I had fun.
Me too.
Hell yeah.
We always have fun with you peoples.
I love you dudes.
With that, thank you guys once again. Keep on rolling those dice.
Yeah!
Later. Peace!
Bye!